missed all the activities that swirl around these final 4 days before Christmas, the church wants to make sure that we don't forget the real meaning of this great Christian day. Christmas is the anniversary of the birth of Jesus Christ, the day we celebrate Mass, Christ's birth, Christ's Mass. But we also look forward to the second coming of Christ this day, and the day we'll meet Christ face to face in our own lives when our bodies die and we meet Him in His kingdom. The exchange of gifts that we're getting ready for at this time will be of spending with our families. And they are good things, good ways to celebrate. Exchanging gifts reminds us that our Christians gave us the greatest gift, our Savior. He also gave us the wonderful gift of life itself. Spending time with family members reminds us that the result of the gift was our salvation, which consists in our adoption into God's family through grace we receive at our baptism. And this is the heart of Christmas. Is all about. And every day he renews his invitation to us, the invitation he brought when he arrived on earth on that first Christmas night. What was this invitation, you may ask? St. Paul described it well in the second reading. He wrote that a Christian is someone who is called to belong to Jesus Christ and called to be holy. Christ comes at Christmas, but he doesn't come passively. He comes to save us, to call us out of our self-centered life into a Christ-centered life. And this is what we are called to. What Christ came to invite us to, but exactly do we respond to this invitation? For your current examples of Joseph accepting being the stepfather of Jesus in Mary's womb, and Mary, her great fiat, let it be done to me according to your word. Your wonderful examples. This apostle of discipleship. Whatever God has asked each one of us today, let not leave this church without saying yes, like Mary. Christ came all the way from heaven to announce the good news to us, to invite us to follow him to a truly abundant life. And 20 centuries later, we still hear the invitation because his followers, through the years, have continued to pass the good news onto every generation, onto you and me today. All around us there are people who may be celebrating Christmas on the outside, but on the inside, they are hurting. Their lives are falling apart and they don't know where to turn. Our lives aren't in perfect shape by any means, but we have heard the call of Christ. And we hope in our faith that all wonderful things that God has promised truly will come true. And this is the gift us strength or struggles. And that is why tonight I am going to share with you my story to give you hope in your own struggles in life. Last December at this time, I had blood work that was done for an upcoming hip replacement that was scheduled for January 2nd. The results of the test identified that my white cells and my lymphocytes were elevated. The doctor thought these abnormalities in my blood was due to the agitated hip, but he wanted to follow up blood work in February after my recovery from surgery. And indeed, I had the repeated blood work, but the abnormalities were still present in the test. He referred me to an oncologist hematologist at Geisinger, and this doctor ordered more blood work. We and I met with her hear the results. The word she said will stick with me for the rest of my life. Mr. Conlon, you have cancer. More specifically, you have leukemia. Conlon, that is not what I expected. Where did that come from? I thought I'd die from heart disease like my father. I was already on borrowed time since my mom died at age 62. My sister, 59, my dad at 70. So being 73 years old, I was on borrowed time already. I share you with this story because there are Christians out there who heard similar news in 2025. Not only in this parish, but many parishes. And when you get that type of diagnosis like me, your life flashes in front of you and your next thought is, how much longer do I have to live? You start planning the funeral and making sure that everything is in place. And you ask yourself, at least I did, will God accept me in heaven with all my past sins and failings? Am I ready to meet him face to face? I told some friends and priests to pray for me. Marie and I went to Lehigh Valley's Jefferson Medical Center downtown for a second opinion, and this doctor did additional types of tests. We met with him in March of this year. He told me that I did indeed have leukemia, but it was a non-aggressive type. It's called the technical name, and these doctors come up with these fancy names. B-cell lymphoproliferative disorder, and that's what I have. He told me that as long as the cells stay dormant, I will live the rest of my life with this disease. My friend this morning called this the old man's disease. I could die from something other, like being hit by a car. And when I got that diagnosis, I thought of the young children at St. Jude's Medical Center. There they were, very young, but they did not have the type of leukemia I had. They had the aggressive leukemia that kills. So God has given me and my family a temporary pardon in life. He gave me more time to be a disciple and to carry out the mission to love one another's neighbors as oneself. And I thought of these words recently when it snowed. I finished my drive, and some of you know how long my drive is, and went over to my neighbor's drive and cleared her drive. She must be in her 80s, and she long past shoveling snow. And I just got a card from her thanking me for doing that. The next day I went to Weiss, an elderly lady had come in, and her hand and packages in her hand when she came out the door, and she was having trouble stepping off the curb. So I went over and asked her if I could help her, and took her arm to walk her to the car. And she told me she was probably recovering from heart disease. Think about this, my brothers and sisters. If God has not taken me earlier in 2025, I would not have been able to do these acts of charity, to be a disciple, to be an apostle. He gave me that time and more time throughout my life to be that disciple that we heard about in the second reading. So for anyone out there having difficulties this Christmas, I share you my story to give you hope, faith, and love. I didn't think I'd be around this Christmas. Here I am. I didn't know what would happen. Every ornament I put on the tree with Marie this Christmas was very special. If this Christmas you don't think prayers are powerful, then think of me and my outcome of my blood test. Faith guarantees that even in the darkness of winter, at least for a few Christmas lights, we're shining bright in the depths of our hearts. All of this we have become because someone at some point in time tells us about Jesus Christ. Invite us to follow him. So these beautiful 4 days ahead of Christmas, let's keep our eyes open for those people who need someone like you or me to tell them about Jesus Christ, to tell them about hope, to tell them about faith. Pass on to this neighbor your good news. And let us give thanks to God for the gift of life itself, which I think sometimes we take for granted. And this is why I enjoy calling you on your birthday. Do you ever remember that God went, breathed on you and gave you life into this world? That's why I call you. And I don't know what happened with March, but tomorrow I have 21 birthdays I have to call. So something's going on in March. Well, living a life as one disciple, we are called to be seen good disciples, the best we can. And that's the best possible present that we can give back to Jesus when he's in this manger. Be a disciple of Christ. God bless. O come.